This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hour number two, countdown to kickoff, wild card Saturday in the National Football League. What a time to be alive. What a weekend we have ahead of us. Westwood One NFL analyst Ryan Leaf will be on the call of the Panthers-Rams game on national radio later this afternoon, along with Jason Benetti. Ryan Leaf will join us coming up in about 20 minutes. Talking all things wild card weekend in the NFL. Best bets for all the games this weekend will close the show along with thy royal prop king. We started the show, though, talking about what we saw last night. The beatdown, the annihilation, the devastation, the obliteration, the evisceration of the Oregon Ducks at the hands of Kurt Cignetti, Fernando Mendoza, and the Indiana Hoosiers. 56-22 final score, if you missed it, and the game probably, honestly, not even as close as the final score indicates, and Indiana won by 34. Kurt Cignetti, what he's done at Indiana, one win away from a national championship. 7.5-point favorite next Monday night in Miami against Miami for the national championship. There's no analog that exists in American sports history for what Kurt Cignetti has done at Indiana. I look at him as Heisenberg from Breaking Bad. Say his name, Google him, he is the one who knocks. And if you're a Las Vegas Raiders fan today, and I know miserable season, Pete Carroll fired, offensive line terrible, number one pick in the NFL draft, I think today's a great day for you. And hopefully, you were doing cartwheels last night, watching Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Fernando Mendoza slicing and dicing the Oregon defense, making every throw you could possibly want a quarterback to make, showing escapability in the pocket, moving around, running for first downs, spin moves, hitting that circle button. I think yesterday was the best day for the Las Vegas Raiders, the Raiders franchise, wherever they're playing, whatever city they're in, since the Oakland Raiders beat the Tennessee Titans in the AFC Championship game in 2002. Because now Mendoza's going to be your franchise quarterback in all likelihood. And do I think Mark Davis and Tom Brady should write a blank check for Kurt Cignetti to come coach the Raiders with Mendoza? Of course. How could you not think that? Hoosiers, a 7.5-point favorite in the Natty, coming up Monday night, January 19th, against the Hurricanes. I kind of want to bet Miami, which probably tells you Indiana's the right bet in the game. We'll talk about that as we move towards that game on the weekday edition of You Better, You Bet, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Westwood One Sports, youtube.com/@thecostos. You can hit me up on all socials at the Costos. Got into many of the games, wild card weekend, gave you all the big storylines. My betting takes on the games. We'll finalize the betting card at the end of the show. The one game of the five this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Texans Steelers coming up on Monday night that we didn't get to is Sunday night football with the Patriots and the Chargers in Foxborough. New England at BetMGM right now is a 3.5-point home favorite in the game. The total is 45.5. So the under getting bet a little bit in the game. The big piece of injury news in this game, and it's good news for the Chargers, it looks like the Chargers will have the services of first-round rookie running back Omarion Hampton, who barely practiced this week after not playing in Week 18, but Hampton telling reporters yesterday that he's going to play in the game. So not 100%, obviously, but it feels like more likely than not that the Chargers will have their number one running back to play the New England Patriots on Sunday night. And last week, in Week 18, the L.A. Chargers sat all their starters, and the Broncos end up smashing them in the game, and Denver, by virtue of that win, gets home field advantage in the bye in the AFC playoffs. And you can certainly say, and it's correct to say, that Jim Harbaugh did the right thing by sitting his starters. Most notably, star quarterback Justin Herbert, who's basically like the NFL quarterback equivalent of the knight from Monty Python, like playing without limbs, like broken bone in his hand, without his two starting, like all-pro offensive tackles, Rashawn Slater and Joe Alt, just getting smashed all season long and hanging in the pocket. He's a tough son of a bitch, man, Justin Herbert. Had a great season for the Bolts. So yeah, made sense to sit him in a game that didn't really matter for the Chargers last week, and just in terms of playoff seeding. But in addition to Harbaugh getting the benefit of getting his team healthier last week and treating it kind of like a preseason game to a degree, I actually think this worked out in terms of the opponent for the Chargers. And if you're listening to this right now in the New England area, watching this from the New England area, I sincerely do not mean that to be disrespectful to Drake May, Mike Vrabel, Josh McDaniels, and the New England Patriots. I'm a huge Drake May fan. I loved him last year. I bet the Patriots to make the playoffs before the year. Did I think this would happen? No. But I'm not surprised that the Patriots are really good with a really good head coach in Mike Vrabel and a stud young quarterback in Drake May. But let's call a spade a spade. The Patriots defense is not one to write home about. And if you're a Chargers fan, and I don't know how many there are, but if you're a Chargers fan, and your offensive line stinks the way theirs does, like not a point that's debatable that the Chargers' offensive line is the weak spot of the team, like this would be the opponent you'd want to face because they don't have a great pass rush, the Patriots. And again, if you're a big Patriots fan, like spot the lie. Have I told a lie? No. And I'm not saying the Chargers should be favored in the game. Like New England should be favored in the game. And Drake May should be an MVP candidate. I think Matthew Stafford should probably win, but if Drake May wins, I'm not going to be upset about it. That's how good he was. But if you wanted to draw up an opponent for the Chargers to potentially have success against, it would be this one, where maybe the Patriots can't get home. Maybe the Patriots can't pressure Justin Herbert. And if that's the case, you don't think Justin Herbert can throw the ball successfully on this Patriots defense? Like, you don't think that can happen? So yesterday... Oh, and the NFL All-Pro, is this true that the All-Pro list just came out here on Saturday morning? Matthew Stafford was named first-team All-Pro. Now, I believe last year that Lamar Jackson was named first-team All-Pro and then Josh Allen won MVP. So we don't have to, like, look too much into that Stafford was named first-team All-Pro. Like, last year, first-team All-Pro quarterback did not win MVP. Josh Allen did. So this doesn't mean that Drake May can't win, but I do think that that's a little interesting, right? Yesterday, Friday, you know, Friday. On You Better You Bet, I was joined by my friend, pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola. And Rob said something, and I really respect Rob, and he's very respected in the sports betting community. He said something I thought was interesting, and I can't disagree with it. That this feels like a game that has what we call extreme outcomes, where, like, why can't the Chargers win this game if they can protect Justin Herbert or cover a 3.5-point spread? But also, what if Drake May and the Patriots offense goes nuclear in the game? Certainly can happen. Or Herbert's hand isn't 100% healthy. The Patriots could win this game by double digits. So my betting opinion on the game, I think the Chargers are going to keep this game close. And I think they can win. But I don't have to be right. I'm wrong all the time. Just ask my wife. So if you like New England, I would lay Patriots -6.5, -9.5. New England could win this game big. Doesn't have to be a close New England win. What do I want to do? I think the Chargers will keep the game close. I like the Chargers to cover the spread. And I actually think the Chargers are going to win the game. You better you bet. Wild Card Saturday. Westwood One Sports with me, Nick Costos, and you, whoever the hell you are. The show presented by BetMGM. Ryan Leaf is going to join us in a little bit. But before we're joined by Westwood One NFL analyst and former NFL quarterback Ryan Leaf, I'd like to fill out my Super Bowl NFL playoff brackets. And there's a couple things I'd like to accomplish with this segment, if you will indulge me. First, you know, I want to give you my opinion, obviously, because I've got the microphone. This is also meant to be an exercise for you, the listener, and you, the viewer, to, like, listen and watch along with me. And you don't have to agree with me. I can be wrong. What do you think's going to happen? And even if you don't bet, which is totally fine, I think it's really fun to think about, right? You would have to agree with that. Fun to think about who's going to play and win the Super Bowl. And if you do bet, maybe you stumble upon a Super Bowl exact matchup bet that you can place, where you can get a big price on something, on one of these matchups, right? Or maybe you figure out, oh man, like I actually really like this team and the path they have to get to and win the Super Bowl. Maybe you place a bet. And please, of course, always bet responsibly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
So we'll start in the AFC. The Broncos are the one seed with home field advantage, so we'll leave Denver alone for just a moment. Patriots Chargers coming up tomorrow night. I absolutely think the Chargers can win this game. And even more so than that, like, can the Patriots go to the Super Bowl? Of course they can. They definitely can. And I do have some Super Bowl exactas placed from a while back that have the Patriots in them. But I don't like this Patriots defense when it comes down to it. I'm not saying they can't get there. Not trying to be a hater. I know fan bases are sensitive. I'm a Giants fan. I can be sensitive. I don't mean it as an insult. For the purposes of this conversation, I'll take the Chargers to win the game as the 7th seed. So give me the Chargers to beat the Patriots tomorrow night. Jaguars and the Bills tomorrow in the 3-6 matchup. And I said this last hour, and in case anyone missed it, again, even if you don't bet, isn't this interesting to think about, that the Jaguars are now favored in the game against the Buffalo Bills. Bills open to favorite, have been favored all week, and as we approach kickoff, and the Bills are usually the team that gets bet on game day, so maybe that'll happen tomorrow. Maybe the Bills close a 2.5-point road favorite. I have no idea. But as of right now, the Jaguars are favored. And I disagree with that. I think Josh Allen does put the Superman cape on, and I like the Bills to beat the Jaguars tomorrow. So give me Buffalo to beat the Jags. So I have the 6 and 7 seeds advancing in the AFC playoffs thus far. And yes, I do think this is a wide open playoff field. How could it not be if it doesn't include Mahomes, Lamar, and Burrow? Monday Night Football. The 4-seed Pittsburgh Steelers, a home underdog against the Houston Texans. I have said all week on You Better You Bet. I said it on Pittsburgh radio yesterday. I think the Steelers are going to win. And I think Pittsburgh +3 is the easiest bet on the board. I don't trust Houston's offense. Houston's offensive line is still not very good. And I think T.J. Watt and company can impact C.J. Stroud in the Texans' offense. D.K. Metcalf back off of his suspension. Give me the Steelers to win. And that will set up a divisional round of the AFC playoffs where we will get the 1-seed Broncos hosting the 7-seed Chargers. I'd like to make a case for L.A. in the game, but this is where the Chargers' lack of a great offensive line will hurt them in Denver at altitude against that Broncos pass rush, Nick Benito and company. I'll take the Broncos over the Chargers. And in the Steelers-Bills divisional round game in Pittsburgh, I think that game would go like it did in the regular season, and the Buffalo Bills would beat the Steelers in Pittsburgh, which means we would get an AFC championship game, a rematch of the 1991 AFC championship game. That one was played in Western New York. Bills beat John Elway and the Broncos 10-7, en route to losing and getting blown out by the then Washington Redskins in Super Bowl 26 in Minneapolis. Bills at Broncos. I'll take Josh Allen over Bo Nix. I have Buffalo winning the AFC. Bills plus 500 is the price. Now, doesn't have to go that way. The Bills can lose tomorrow. This is my bracket. You can figure out what yours is as well. To the NFC. I got the Packers over the Bears tonight, so I have the 7-seed advancing in both conferences. Green Bay over Chicago tonight. To everyone listening on 670, the score in Chicago, I promise I don't hate your team. Next year, we can talk about the Bears maybe winning the Super Bowl. This year, I don't see it. And the of course, Chicago can win. I'll take the Packers to win the game tonight. The 3-seed Eagles, I think, will handle the Niners tomorrow. And I think San Francisco's awesome, and I love Kyle Shanahan, but they're the walking wounded. Philly wins. And I think the Rams will, I don't know if they'll cover the spread, but I do think they will beat the Panthers today. So Packers, Eagles, Rams, winners this weekend in the NFC playoffs, which would set up divisional rounds in the NFC. Another Seahawks-Packers playoff game. What could go wrong for Green Bay? The 1-seed Seahawks with home field hosting the 7-seed Packers. I'd take Seattle to win. And then you would get, in my opinion, the two best teams in the league. And I think one of these two teams will win the Super Bowl, the Eagles or Rams. And maybe it's the Rams, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Rams did beat the Eagles. But Philly's the home team in the game. I'll take the Eagles to beat the L.A. Rams, if that's the matchup on divisional weekend. Which means we get an NFC Championship game in Seattle, Eagles at Seahawks. And here's where I step off the Sam Darnold train, and I'll back the Eagles to win the NFC, plus 425. Which means we get Super Bowl 60, a rematch of a game that we saw at the end of December with the Eagles and the Bills. And Philly won that game. You know, the Bills go for two at the end, and Josh Allen misses Khalil Shakir wide open, and the Eagles win that game. And I think the Eagles would handle the Bills in the Super Bowl if they played. I don't think the game would be as close as it was in the regular season. So if you agree with me, Eagles versus Bills, exacta, 50-1 right now at BetMGM. BetMGM also has a Super Bowl MVP market open right now, and obviously bet responsibly. This can be a betting conversation or something that's fun to think about. Who do you, the listener, you, the viewer, think is going to win the Super Bowl? You're going to get a really good price if you want to bet that. Put a couple bucks on it now, obviously, before any of the games are played. So if the Eagles play the Bills, I think the Eagles would run it down their throat. Saquon Barkley is a huge price right now to win MVP. He would be my choice at the moment, Saquon Barkley, to win Super Bowl Most Valuable Player. Now, maybe you're listening, watching, and you're like, man, I actually think it's going to be Denver in the AFC. And I love the Rams. Or maybe you love the Seahawks. Or you think the Bears can make a run. Or hell, maybe it's Drake May and the Patriots. You can be right. And that's what's so much fun about this particular postseason. More than so many others, we are looking at something that is wide the F open, especially in the AFC. NFC, I think it's between the Eagles, the Rams, and the Seahawks, and I would put the Seahawks third on that list. But in the AFC, the only two teams that I think can't get there are the Steelers, because I don't think they have the oomph on offense, and the Chargers because of the offensive line. You can make a case for any of the other five teams to potentially get there. Isn't that awesome? Isn't it absolutely the best? We'll close the show coming up about 25 minutes from now with all the bets for tonight in the wild card rounds of the playoffs and for tomorrow as well. Ryan Leaf's going to join us on the other side. And how about this? And this is per NFL media insider Ian Rappaport, who just tweeted that the Green Bay Packers and head coach Matt LaFleur will meet shortly after the season ends to discuss extending his contract, with both sides hoping for a great outcome. Okay. I'm going to translate this for everyone. LaFleur's contract expires after next season. This may, like I said it last hour, don't be shocked if the Packers lose tonight and they fire Matt LaFleur, or they mutually agree to part ways. Like, the groundwork is being laid for it right now, that both sides are hoping for a great outcome. That doesn't mean you're going to get the great outcome. Like, the groundwork is being laid for a potential Matt LaFleur leaving the Green Bay Packers if tonight's game does not go well, and maybe if they lose next weekend as well. John Harbaugh's looming. We'll see what happens with the Bills tomorrow with Sean McDermott. Ah, man, the coaching carousel in full swing in the NFL. Take a quick break. On the other side, Ryan Leaf, former NFL quarterback, Westwood One NFL analyst, will be on the call. National Radio Today with Jason Benetti of the Panthers and the Rams will join me, Nick Costos, and you, our listening and viewing audience, to talk all things Wild Card Weekend on Westwood One Sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.